beautiful ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. And today I want to talk to you about pain. And what really got me to start thinking about that is a couple of days ago, a friend of mine called me and she was, you know, crying. She was not in a good state at all. And she started telling me all about this fight that was going on between her and her husband. And you know, she started talking about she started talking about the fight itself. You know, so what happened, what started it, what did they say to each other, and then how she viewed the whole situation, and then. And then she started talking to me about that she's actually thinking of getting a divorce, and why she thinks a divorce is a good, you know, it's the right decision to make in that time. And she kept telling me all about the reasons and why she thinks that her husband is not the person that she wants to get to, you know, spend the rest of her life with, and that he is a bad influence on her. Not particularly a bad influence, but not a very good role model for her children to look up to in terms of like him being a father, because she thinks that he's not ambitious enough. And then she moved on to talk about their financial situation and how much they're struggling, and yet he's not doing what she thinks he should be doing to take care of the family and to, you know, start moving certain things forward, to have a good quality of life and to, you know, give the kids a good example, you know, of how to live a good life. And so she started going on and on and on and on about all of these things. And then as she was talking, of course, I was listening to her and I was deeply moved about what she was telling me. Because for a number of reasons. First is because I know how it feels like. I know how it feels like to be in a situation where you're hurting so much from a person that you actually expect to get love from, and even though the relationship is not the best, and yet this is the person that she shared her life with for more than 12 years, really. You know, they have two kids together, so they've been together for quite a long time, and it's not easy to just feel that you are being let down constantly by the person that you share your life with. So I listened to her with a deep sense of compassion and, you know, feeling for her and with her. But at the same time, I realized that if I reinforce the kinds of things that she was telling me, she was going to go more like deep into it, because she should be rewarded for, you know, just that kind of approach to solve things or to work things out. Now, bear in mind, I was not trying to lecture her or try to give advice to her, even though in the end, after she was done talking and telling me all that she wanted, just, you know, kind of getting it off her chest. And eventually I started asking her a bunch of questions. I really wanted to help her. So I thought, well, maybe the best way is to just ask her some questions that would allow her to go back and to start reflecting on, you know, some of the thoughts or some of the things that she was doing already. But anyways, this is not the point. The point that I'm making right here is, why am I telling you this story? The reason is because often in life, when we are faced by a painful, we're going through a painful experience, that could be a breakup, a divorce, you know, financial struggling in career or in a business, a relationship that's not working, you know, life is not working, something that we are in the middle of, but then for some reason it's giving us a lot of pain. So I want you to imagine a bunch of circles, and they are actually drawn within each other. So they're like a small circle and then surrounded by a bigger one and a bigger and a bigger and a bigger one. All right, so the pain starts as a small circle because it's it usually starts in one area, in one thing. In her example, it was a situation, it was a fight that they had together, all right? And the reasons like why that fight started in the first place. So that was the small, the tiny circle, the tiny gray circle, all right? And then she looks at the circle, and then she starts thinking about the impact of the circle on other areas of her life. So she takes this gray color, which is a pain, or black even, let's make it black. Black color, that's the pain, all right? And then she is starting to expand it to other circles. So she as she started talking about how she thinks he's not the good person that she wants to spend her life with, that's a bigger circle. So now the black has gone out to expand one more layer, okay? And then she starts thinking about she started talking about how she thinks her husband is actually not a good influence on her children. That's a bigger layer. So that's a bigger circle. And then she started talking about the financial difficulties that they're going through and how he's not doing the things that he's supposed to be doing to take care of the family. That's a bigger circle. So now the black started in this little circle and then it started growing and growing and growing. And all of a sudden, she doesn't see her future with this person anymore because she doesn't see her life going to a good direction if she continues to be in that relationship. Yes. And so this is so typical, and yet it's so crucial to understand how much this way of looking at things is actually destroying your life. Literally, it is. Because what you're doing right here is that you are expanding, you are generalizing what's going on in one little situation, in one little area that is her, like that particular situation, or even her relationship with her husband. All right. And then she's starting to generalize the failure or the pain that she's going through into all other areas of her life, the finance, the future, children, safety, security, love. And all of a sudden, the challenge is so big. You know, the problem is so big in her eyes that she can't even think of a way to start. Like she's paralyzed and she's overwhelmed by the amount of pain that she focused on, and then she gradually started to expand by continuing to focus on it. Now, I'm not saying that what she told me about everything is not true. That's not the point here. What I'm saying is that whatever she sees in that particular moment is going to be expanded. Okay? So if she continues to look at the whole situation through the lens of the pain that she's experiencing right now, all she's going to see is pain. Now, how does that relate to you? It relates to you in every single sense. So for example, I want you to right now ask yourself, what kind of pain are you going through? It could be a breakup, it could be a relationship that's not working, a marriage that's not working, a divorce, children that you don't have a good relationship with, your career is not going the way you want it to be, your financial state is not, it's not how you want it to be again. A couple of helpful questions that you can start with. So this is bringing the philosophy and the strategy, and then to a more tactic, like action steps that you can take right now, is that you can in your journal or on a piece of paper, a pad, just the first question that you write is, what is a pressing pain that you are facing right now in your life? Okay. Let's say it's a breakup, for example. Okay, so that's a pain. And then the second question is, this is a simple question because it's a yes, no. Okay. Are you expanding the pain So, consciously or unconsciously, right? Are you expanding the pain into other areas of your life? I.e., are you taking the pain and then applying it to everything else in your life, and then you're viewing yourself through the lens of that pain? Yes, no. If no, that's good for you. Then you're ready for the to start working on, you know, what really makes a difference, and then how you can actually, you know, start working to get yourself out of that pain. Now, if the answer is yes, so if you say yes, then the next question would be, how? Yes? So how are you allowing that pain to expand into other areas of your life, right? So for example, if someone is, if I'm someone who's going through a breakup, okay? And then the pain that I'm experiencing right now is the breakup, right? And then I continue to expand it. For example, and that's actually what happened with me. That's a true story of what I'm about to tell you right now. Is that when I was going through the breakup that actually shifted everything in my life, so I was having, you know, excruciating. It was heartbreaking. It was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. Something that I would never even wish to my, you know, like enemies, even though I don't have any enemies. anyways, so I started to expand the pain into other areas of my life. So I viewed myself as a failure in like every area. I saw myself as a lousy teacher. I didn't have the finances that I want. I didn't have the money that I wanted to, you know, invest in coaching or in programs that I knew at the time could help me. My relationships with my family members, my mom and my sisters and my friends, that were not working at all. I could barely go to my work. I was so unproductive in my work. I mean, the days that I would show up, I would actually be happy that I actually showed up. My physical body, it was the worst I've ever experienced in my life. I was down to 83 pounds, if I remember correctly, which is like really, really skinny. I was barely eating, barely sleeping, or sleeping for like extended periods of time, just like 12 or 15 hours straight. Not eating, not going out, not you know, exercising or doing any kind of activity. I was just like stuck in my bed and, you know, like in a bubble of pain that continued to expand to literally everything. So the pain that I had as a result of one relationship, one thing in my life that was not working, I took that pain and I sparkled the negative, you know, energy that I had, the down emotions, unhealthy emotions, the pain, the struggle, the suffering to everything. Yes? So I'm not just struggling in my relationship right now, but I'm struggling in every single area of my life, everything, you know, which is incredibly hard and challenging to try to deal with. It's so overwhelming that you don't even know where to start. Whereas if you just look at the pain and then, well, first of all, you just like change how you feel first, and then you come back to the pain, and then you start asking yourself better quality questions, and then maybe you can, you'll get something like better out of it. So this is the second question you would answer. How are you allowing the pain to expand to other areas of your life? Just write it down. Are you viewing yourself as a failure as a result of one thing not working? That's a very, you know, destructive generalization, because you might not be getting the results that you want in one thing, i.e. in a relationship in this example, but you could be crushing it. You could be amazing in other things like your career or your business, okay? You have other amazing relationships that are feeding you love and support and joy in your life, but if you continue to focus on that, that's the only thing that you actually can view. All right? So I really hope that you ladies found this particular tool or tactic helpful for you. If you do, appreciate if you can subscribe to the podcast, tag it, feel free to tag it and share, tag me and share on social media. Love to see that, of course. And there's one more thing that I want to tell you about. There is a 14-day challenge. It's about how to get over your breakup in 14 days. It's something that I'm super excited about is coming in November. So if this is something that you're interested in, I would highly encourage you to go to womengettingoverbreakup.com. There's a gift waiting for you from me, and then you can actually see the page. You can see everything that we have about the challenge, the dates. You can sign up for it. I would be more than happy to have you guys, to have you ladies in there. And it's going to be, this is a community that's going to be like nothing that you've ever experienced, because I'm putting so much effort and energy and time to create this incredibly supportive community for women who are going through what I perceive from my own experience as the most difficult, human experiences that someone has to go through. Because we all, I mean, at the deep of our lives, all we want to do is just to have love, So to go through a breakup, that's just, it's incredibly heartbreaking, and this is why I want to create this community for you ladies. All right, so if that's something that you are that you're you know that you feel that you need right now, please head to womengettingoverbreakup.com. I would love to see you there, and I will catch you ladies in our next episode. Bye for now.